Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Saturday morning. It is Screwdriver Saturday, and I do have my drink on, honey. It is July 16, 2022, 9:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone, and 10:30 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest work team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, and I do have members in the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Patani. This show is being brought to you by Gumbarum, gumbarum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, gumbarum.com. We do have two different Gumbarum flavors, one infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and one infused with natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gumba Darlings. Steve Gumb issues my tight paychecks. Y'all know what? My paycheck just keep getting smaller and smaller. You know, I know it's shrinkage going on. You're going into grocery stores and you can't hardly find what you're looking for. But then nobody tell me that your paycheck was going to shrink. I thought the government said our paycheck's supposed to get bigger. Steve Gumb come around here writing smaller checks. Every 2 weeks my check is a little smaller. So I don't know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this is a special musical showcase and musical salute for Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X. Got some bad music going down for them on this morning. Y'all check this out. This is All Unknown.
We'll be right back.
All right, all right. That is all on. That is all unknown, all unknown by Hot Shot Kicks, K-I-X-X-X, all unknown. Up next is Weather Warning. Get it together up in here. You know what I'm saying. So listen, up next is Black Stripe Prism. Black Stripe Prism. Listen, this song is called Closer, Closer, Closer. Y'all take a listen to my man, Black Stripe Prism. Check it out. Closer.
Bad little thing, they couldn't stop me from finding what's getting there to life. And then they think that I present that I wreck these each of my senses. Intimidated at first sight, defeated by your dislike. I decided you're worth any fight. Now you're my mind's fixation and I'm overcome with passion. Despite obstacles, you're what I pursue. Signs are clear, we're compatible, our union is celestial. There's no stronger pair than us two. Your voice is a transmission I'm attuned to. Your face is the only beacon I want to view. your equity, rubies reveal your rapture. The fire, the biggest scarcity of the dams, up off on the stature. The gold mountain can't match your value, simple wishes, they can have your revenue. The biggest pearls don't weigh your wealth, your wisdom encourages optimal health. Your unique style is beyond words. The depth of your dimensions cannot be deciphered. Your living art's worth will only increase. Shattered, you'd still be a masterpiece. Your image is imprinted into my soul. Past, present, future, you're timelessly beautiful.
Now y'all know how it is. You know, on the Fierce Female Network, you know mama tells it like it is. You know what I'm saying. So now with this artist, Black Stripe, you know what I mean. You know, I always hear a lot of music where I just feel like I want to get up in the studio and work what type out. You know what I mean. So with this particular artist, Black Stripe, has a lot of potential, a lot of potential. You know what I'm saying. So really what I would really like to do is take him up under my wing and really give him some tutelage. You know what I mean? Because this audience is really, really serious. He really serious about what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? So really what I'd like to do is see him become very, very successful and help him to get to where he is going on his road with music and everything. You know what I'm saying? So what I would like to do is just kind of tweak him just a little bit. Now, let me tell you this. Carol, okay, Carol, thank you, Carol. Y'all know Carol likes to come in and give her 2 cents. Thank you, Carol. Thank you so much. Okay, Carol, now don't sit down, Carol. That's Carol Chandler. Let me handle this. Now, listen. A lot of times, now I got a lot of feedback because this particular artist, Black Stripe, is very unique. He's very unique and visual. And we just chatted a little bit on yesterday. I got a chance to get to really know him as a person and an individual, and that's what I like to do. When it comes to artists, is I like to get to know them as a person, as an individual. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I do that, a lot of people that I work with, they all pretty much say the same thing. And I do this because I love music, you know. And for me, it's deeper than music. It's what's at the heart of the person and what I can see, the different talents that people have. Now, listen, one thing that I do see and I do understand when it comes to the arts in general, when it comes to the arts, when it comes to music, when it comes to acting, when it comes to modeling, whatever your craft is, a lot of time individuals don't want to listen. Let me tell you something. And the thing is, you got to listen to somebody to help you get to where you're going. And I enjoy giving individuals different directions where I see their music can go. And I'm telling you, it's something really special about Fierce Women Network. And it's not, when I say that, it's not about me. It's not about Fierce Manson at all. It ain't about me. Okay, it's just not about me. Let me get that straight here. So listen, it is about doing a work that's well beyond this network. And the reason why I'm saying that is because I said yesterday, the horse is running and the horse cannot be stopped. So the horse is the power of social media and the power of the internet, because I found some information on the Fierce Female Network, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, people are saving collections of the shows. And so once you put it out there, it can't be stopped. You know, we as independent artists, we as creative people have to make sure that we're striving and putting together a product that is pristine and that is polished and that's well put together, because once it's put out there in the atmosphere, you can't take it back, baby. And I'm saying all this to drive home a point to Black Stripes. What he's doing is really fantastic. He's very passionate, very serious about his craft, very serious about his music. And I think that he can go real far with what he's doing with the right type of help and teaming up with different people. Now, listen. Well, I do have a lot of artists that collaborate with people all over the world. And we got to start doing that more to help us all get to the finish line of what we're trying to do, trying to accomplish the goals that we're trying to accomplish in music, movie, films. And see, I'm the kind of person, I believe in your craft, your music being attached to movies and film. I love film. I love movies. I love the camera. I love directing. I love producing. I love creating. That's just who I am. At the heart and the seat of my emotions, that's who I am. I love teaching different individuals. And it's not about me. It's about the end product of what that person is trying to put together. And so at the end of the day, my thing is movie, films, and music, you know, because it all works together. You really can't have a good movie and you can't have a great film without great music. And so my position is this: helping individuals to create great music, because it's going to match you up with a great film. It's going to give you a whole lot of royalties and a whole lot of text. Now, I see this every single day. A lot of people are creating music, and this is my point. A lot of people are creating music, and I hear it every day, and my heart just bleeds. And they say to me, you know, I got music out here, I got streams out here, I got a lot of views, and you know what? They ain't making no money. The bank is broke. And so my thing is this: I don't want your bank to be broke. I want your bank to be full. That's the point here. And the reason why I say that, because years ago when I got into had my own label, you know, I experienced that. You know, when you do all this work, and I'm telling you, the royalties when you're streaming, and I have music streaming on different platforms, and I've been watching this for years. I'm like, well, you know, my song does real good. Now I got a song out there, Reclaim the Generation, is out there, but I never pushed it, never really promoted it, but it gets. I didn't do anything. I just put it out there. I loved the music, and I said something just struck me to do the song, and I put it out there back in 2012. Never really promoted it that hard because I was busy pushing out other people. Now, let me tell you something, what happened. Stay with the story, and I'm pretty much out of time. Stay with the story. I put Reclaim the Generation out there, and I watched it do okay. And then I started noticing I had all these streams adding up. I had all these plays, and it was just like pages and pages and pages and pages. And I produced it on CD Baby back in the day, and if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't do it on CD Baby. But my point is this. I saw all of these streams, all these plays for that one song, But guess what? At the end of the day, the check was just so small. You know, if you barely made $25 or $50, you know, it's like, wow, I made a whole $50. But yet you got thousands and thousands of streams because you know what you're getting about? A penny. You're getting about a penny off each one of the streams, and it's just so, it doesn't make, to me, it doesn't make sense that you're only getting about a penny from all these streams and all these sources. And the music is like all over the world, all over everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So that's why I push movies and films. Because at the end of the day, when you get paid from having your music in the movie, in the movies, a film or a commercial, you got to come home with a check. You got to come home with a check to put in your bank account. And when we're streaming music online, I'm telling you, unless you got a gazillion, million, billion views on YouTube music, I'm telling you, it's just like, it is what it is. And that's stupid matter. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I got to get out of here. Now listen, you guys, it's been a stone cold blast. I love what I do. And I wouldn't do anything else but what I'm doing. So listen, a special music promotion for Hot Shot Kicks and Black Stripe. I got some more stuff that's coming up later on today. Going to be pushing out and doing what I do. You know what I'm saying. Now listen, in the very special words of Don Cornelius, the man who made Soul Train what it was in the Witte City. Y'all know what I'm about to say. And it goes down like this. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the Witte City, it is peace, love, and soul.